Yeah. Understands. You understand now? That is Panya, not you. And one says it. I don't understand. Even that is a reality, avicca. It cannot understand.
And because the understanding, the panya, begins to understand that reality, the visible object or the sound, and the panya grows until it knows that object more and more precisely, more and more clearly, until eventually it understands it so well, it even understands its arising and falling away. But in the beginning, there has to just be the becoming familiar with that reality as being what is seen and beginning to understand it. And at the very beginning, it's at least understanding correctly, theoretically, that all that is seen is visible object. But panya can grow and grow.
What do you mean with understanding?
So, for example, now...
Do you mean logical thinking?
So at the moment it is logical thinking, right theoretical understanding that all that is seen at this moment is visible object. What we're discussing about, it's not people and tables and chairs. So whether we call it right logic or right theory, this is the beginning of understanding. It's the understanding in theory, what we call pariyatti, beginning to understand that everything that is true in the world are actually just these different realities, these different namas and rupas arising and falling away, and that really there is no self, there is no me or you, there are just these different dharmas. So this is the beginning of understanding, beginning to know that right now at this moment all that is seen is what is visible, all that is touched is hardness, softness, temperature, all that is heard is sound, just one chitta at a time. So until there is more familiarity with the right logical thinking, the right wise considering about these realities, the direct understanding cannot begin to grow. But becoming more and more familiar through right logical or right considering, then the understanding can grow to directly know those realities.
But my question was really, how do I go there? So how do I reach this understanding? By what means?
What is this I to go anywhere? So this I to go anywhere, does it arise in the eye door process, the ear door process, or what is this I that can travel or go anywhere?
That's the very conventional I.
And so actually what we find by learning more about these different realities, seeing visible object, thinking, the reason we discuss and learn more about them is that gradually it becomes clearer that this is all there is in life, just these different realities, and actually there's no I to go anywhere. This is just an idea. So the thinking is real. There's thinking about an I going somewhere, but I going somewhere is just a concept, what we call panyati. So it's not a reality. So at that moment of thinking, there can be the beginning of understanding of thinking another reality, but no I to go anywhere. So this is the beginning of considering wisely, the beginning of understanding, beginning to realize there's no I involved at all.
And can I rephrase Wojtek's question for Ajahn? His question, I think, could be put this way. strategically avoiding any mention of I, how is this understanding developed?
I heard him say that conventional I, right?
Yes.
And what is the reality of I?
I don't know.
But you use the word conventional I.
I know my conventional I. I know my conventional self as day to day, as my ID here, as my my mood. This is more or less the reality.
So would you
reality.
would you like to understand the reality of I, not just the conventional I?
That's the point. Yes.
Okay. The convention. Please tell me what you mean by conventional I, from head to toe, or what? Seeing, hearing, or what? The conventional I?
Well, the conventional I is the person that is asking the questions and is getting the answers.
What you take for I now, at moment of seeing, right? You take the seeing as I see. At moment of thinking.
I take all senses as I.
So should we understand each one clearly so that you can see whether it can be taken as I or not? For example, seeing, there's seeing. Seeing is seeing. Is it vortex? Or seeing? It cannot be anyone because it just sees. Mm-hmm. It arises and falls away. What else? Hearing, thinking, everything in one's
everything.
Life. Yeah. Actually, they are different realities arising from conditions only, the proper conditions too. Otherwise, nothing can arise at all. That's why we talk about even whatever appears now, visible object, that no one knows that it is a reality. Because usually one thinks that one sees people or things, everything in daily life, but actually seeing arises, so it sees. If seeing does not arise, there is no seeing. Visible object which one takes for someone or something cannot appear when there is no seeing. But when there is seeing, seeing just passes away instantly. It's conditioned to see and then it goes away immediately. And it's followed by thinking about it, sanya, remember, and so on. So you think that it stays. Seeing doesn't seem like it arises and falls away at all, right? But can it arise without conditions?
No.
No. So it arises by conditions, that's all. No one can make it arise. And after it has fallen away, no one there too. So it's only different realities. Whatever appears is conditioned to arise, to be Paramattha Dhamma, the absolute reality that no one can change at all. No one can change seeing to be sound. It arises to be that element. That's all. But sanya keeps on remember that it's always there. Like, do you have ears now? Do you have ears? Do you?
Ears.
Yeah.
Ear.
At what moment that you think you still have it? In a day, do you think of your ears?
No.
No.
Not unless there are some problems.
Do you think that ears always there, are always there? Or have no idea about it at all?
No.
So there is only a moment of experiences and object. Like at this moment of seeing, only visible object of the four primary rupas appear. And at moment of sound, there is no visible object appearing, only sound, because citta arises one at a time.
But if I lost my ears suddenly, I would notice it. So I don't have to remember I have ears
because,
or think about my
because
ears.
Because hearing does not arise.
Yes.
If hearing still arises, you think that I still hear.
Exactly.
But because of hearing arises, you think that I hear. But
and I have ears as well.
Yeah, when it arises, you still know that you still have it. But when there is no hearing, do you still have ear?
If I don't hear anything, I would check. If I still have it.
Whether you're gone or something like that.
When you're asleep. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Firstly, when you see, you check your ears if you're still there when you see something?
No, of course I don't do it all the time.
Okay.
Can we say that there is a world only when there is citta thinking about it? If there is no citta, things about the world, is there any world?
That's exactly something I would like to know, whether there is rupa, the world outside, if there is no citta.
What do you mean by the world of sight?
Outside.
Outside.
The world outside.
Outside. Not
outside.
So the objects that will influence my or impinge on my senses. If there is no citta, I think that still there is
no I. If there is no citta, where can be the I?
I thought we were talking about the world.
Yeah. Without citta, which thinks about it, is there a world?
Yes.
Who knows?
Nobody knows.
So, how can one say that there is when nobody knows?
It's assumed.
It's assumed.
It's
a.
It's not known.
Okay.
Even assumption there cannot happen when there is no reality which experiences it.
I think that the citta is thinking. So citta is a creative conventional world.
I think Wojtek's question is similar to the one I was raising earlier that we meet in our discussion, that okay, even when we're not experiencing the visible object that we take for the four walls of this room, they are still there. Is that your question?
To whom?
Yes.
Still there to whom?
Yes, you rephrased it correctly. And to whom?
To whom?
To nobody, just
to
there.
Nobody, so
just there.
Four walls room, because nobody knows it.
Nobody knows it, but it doesn't mean that
it doesn't mean means that someone thinks about it. They cannot be just something without the experiencing it.
What about other objects?
The same. Citta does not arise.
But if there is another object, no citta, another rupa, which is moving towards those
no
walls.
One, no idea, no thought.
No one knows about it, but it's still moving.
Why don't you think that there's something moving when there's no one experiencing it?
Because maybe later
just
on.
That is thinking.
It is thinking.
Yeah, so what things?
But at the moment of what I meant is maybe later somebody will think about this.
It's still thinking. Later, the idea. Please.
We understand from Abhidhamma that the rupas, the non-animate rupas, like rocks and trees and stuff, are conditioned by heat. They are not conditioned.
At this moment we are talking about it, someone thinks about it. You are thinking about it.
I'm thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. So it's in your thought.
It's in my thoughts. But the conditioning factors operate
still
independently
in
of my thoughts.
And but it's your thought.
Rupas are conditioned by heat, whether I think about them
this
or not.
This is thinking.
Yep. So the rupas that we take for table, for example.
Table is not rupa.
No, I didn't say it was. I said the rupas that we take for table.
Yeah, so we think.
Yeah. The rupas that we take for table are not conditioned by my thinking about them. They arise by other conditions. Heat.
Not the table.
For example, rupa. Not the table, okay. The rupas.
You mean that if you don't think still, someone is thinking?
I think we're changing the subject.
No. No. I just think that you still have the idea of even there's no citta, rupa can arise and keep on going.
Right.
But I think that when you talk about this, there is thinking about this.
Mm.
So it's thinking. If there is no thinking, it doesn't matter whatever there.
No, it doesn't matter. But I'm just trying to articulate a perspective that is in our discussions that
why? Because all realities, even rupa, are conditioned to be like that. That's all.
So Wojtek's question is, those rupas that we take for the hotel, they are conditioned, but those conditions
still keep on
occurring. Yeah. So the hotel,
mm-hmm.
not the hotel, but the rupas we take for the hotel. Yes, thank you. Keep arising, right?
Yes, they do persistently, I would say.
They may do, but then again, they may stop. I mean, our experience today
Since rupa cannot experience anything, just leave rupa alone.
I can do that. Or at least try.
I can do that, but my thinking can't.
I think what Ajahn is maybe getting to here is that it does not help in the development of understanding to think about the rupas that comprise the hotel independently, you know, as being conditioned by heat, etc. Because the growth and development of understanding is the growth and development of banya, for which the rupas that are not impinging on the sense doors really don't have any play in the development of banya.
Then when there were no you at all, no idea at all,
Finished.
Because when there were no you, no story, no idea.
Right now, those, the rupas which are the hotel, are just a story.
No, I can. I said I can leave it.
Could Jagrit, maybe we could have Luria's question? Luria is a friend from Sweden, and she has a question. She was hoping to come here, but she couldn't come here. She has a question for you.
She said that I have one question about sati. Once I heard Ajahn Sajid talking about different degrees of sati. What is it? I thought there was just sati that can arise. What are the different degrees?
Does lopa or anything have different degrees too? So, what is sati?
And another question is about nama and rupa. How to investigate or contemplate about them to understand better?
What about understand before? Investigate without understanding, can there be the investigation?
I
No understanding at all.
Understand first.
Mm-hmm.
Well, another way of putting that could be that only understanding can investigate.
Can ignorance investigate?
Could you read that question again?
Nama and Rupa. About Nama and Rupa. How to investigate or contemplate about them to understand better. So answer is understanding first.
As long as there is I, it cannot be the better understanding.
When Ajahn says there is I, that is in the moment, a momentary thing. So if there's some level of awareness, then there's no I.
How come awareness?
By conditions.
What condition?
Hearing the Dhamma.
With or without understanding?
With understanding,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I suppose another question that could go in there is how is understanding developed?
Sitting alone.
That question.
So impossible just to sit, not hearing, not considering what is heard at all. So how can there be more and more understanding?
So the conditions for more understanding?
One has to know how can it begin to understand the words of Buddha, the enlightened one, who inside everything.
So first, there has to be the hearing.
Certainly. That's the meaning of savaka.
Words of the Dhamma.
Right? Savaka. Okay. The listener, so.
The listener.
Ajahn, I have a question. Because the sati awareness must be conditioned by way of object. Because it has an object, so it is kusala citta with awareness, and there is an object, and the object, no matter, because that way of pachaya is conditioned by each kind of dhamma and also a concept, is the pachaya dhamma for the pachaya upana dhamma. So there is, I think, also a concept. So when there is awareness with the citta that is aware of the object, no matter what, akusala and kusala, no matter what, can condition, and it must be there to condition the sati, akusala dhamma, kusala dhamma. But the concept is also by way of concept is also in the aramana pachaya, and the sati is not aware of the concept. So that's the question. The concept is also included.
The concept is not real.
Yeah, but it's included by way of aramana pachaya, I think.
It's just experienced by the citta. It just means by way of aramana.
I don't know.
Did you say that the aramana condition, right, and it said sati?
Sati.
Did you say that?
Yes.
Now, can it condition sati?
No.
Why? So aramana cannot condition sati. The aramana cannot condition sati.
Okay. But even there, there must be an object, and it conditions by way of aramana the.
Right.
What the citta and the accompanying cetasikala is sati and then the right understanding. Mm-hmm. If it's there. But I think by way of aramana pachaya, there is also a concept. Akusala, or maybe that's only a dam, because a concept, like, there may be a concept by way of aramana that conditioned the citta. But by
all
the way
aramana,
of satipatthana.
All aramana conditioned citta by way of being aramana.
Yes, and so when there is awareness and there is a concept, sati cannot be aware of a concept.
So, what about metta, kindness?
In metta, the concept can be conditioned to metta. Sati about the Satipatthana, yes, only sati about the Satipatthana. There is, in four Satipatthana, there is nowhere concept. So.
Does concept arise and follow it?
No.
So, can it bring the truth?
No, it cannot be understood.
So,
but by way of Aramanapachaya, it conditions the awareness.
Everything can be Aramanapachaya for citta.
Not for everything.
Not for
citta and citta-sika, which arise together.
Yes.
So in the fourth Satipatthana, it doesn't say that concept as Aramana is an object of Satipatthana.
Okay. But it said like all dhammas and a concept also condition
Chitta, because
so
like
not
now...
Chitta and Chaitasika, but I don't say that when there is thinking, for example, and with awareness, for example, or not, but with awareness of the Eightfold Path, if it's there, and there is... It must be aware of something, so it cannot be aware, the Satipatthana, of the concept.
For example, seeing consciousness cannot experience...
Oh,
concept.
So there... Yeah, so there is basically when there is Satipatthana, there is no concept as an object. So by that way, it cannot condition the Satipatthana because the concept is not there.
Right, let's so like an object.
Yeah.
So like now, concept is an object of thinking, but at moment of seeing, concept doesn't condition, isn't experienced by seeing. At moment of Satipatthana, concept isn't experienced.
Also,
so it depends on each citta, what is the object at any moment. So one moment concept is the object, another moment visible object is the object. So Aramana Pachaya just means whatever citta experiences at that moment is Aramana Pachaya.
But by the way of Aramana Pachaya, if we talk about in general about this condition, by the way of object, Ajahn, you told this is always about the object. And I think we talk about with Alberto about this, and we talk because Alberto talk, it's like the object by the mind, or it's always nimitta because it's not there, and because there is like a past dhammas, present dhammas, future dhammas. So when there is some kind of reality now, like citta must experience an object, and the object, my question was to Alberto, if the object of experiencing now can be very very past dhammas, because in Kunina book it's explained like the one reviews the deeds previously good done or bad done. When there is kusala dhamma, that condition a kusala dhamma, or something like this.
Do you know which rupa is past rupa now?
No, it's like...
So it can be satipatthana when whatever appears, until panya is keen enough to see the distinction between the past and the future, the arising and the falling away.
So no need to worry about this now?
No. That's why we should study Dhamma word by word, just one word at a time, to have clear understanding. When one has clear understanding, it doesn't have doubt or mix it up with other idea. Like for example, Aramana Pachaya. Why do we talk about it? Because it appears, because there is always citta arising and falling away, and citta experiences object and object. That's why we talk about whether we have right understanding of the object that we are talking about, right, visible object, just one, see. It seems like very easy to say visible object is seen, but what is seen now, only panya can tell whether that is the understanding of it as just a reality which can be seen. No one there, no thing there. Otherwise, there is something, someone all the time. And when that idea arises, it cannot eradicate the idea of self. The idea of self can be eliminated only when panya develops to really understand, anytime when they're seeing, no one there.